Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. What is happening to our national security? Terrorist activity is on the increase within our country, the latest being the shooting deaths of the military personnel in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The authorities are trying to find out if there is a link or links to a worldwide terrorist organization. Well, they should, to get a better understanding of what we face. There are reports of studies being made of the shooter's background, with some reports seemingly favoring the shooter, talking about what a nice fellow he was and appearing to be a good citizen. No matter how you paint the picture, this man was evil. He killed people who were only doing their job, and he has rent the family fabric of all those that he has murdered. He reinforces the old adage that you can't judge a book by its cover. In the meanwhile, what is being done by our government in respect to our deceased military members? At first, the Department of Defense refused permission to fly the American flag at half-mast in their memory, and it does not appear that the Commander-in-Chief has reached out to console the grieving families. Now I understand that the flag has been lowered to half-mast. I also understand that the Pentagon has responded to requests of Army military recruiters with a suggestion that the recruiter should not wear his or her uniform so as not to make them a target. Our military as a whole wears the uniform with pride, as they should. What's next, a recruiting station devoid of all emblems and flags of our country? Are we going to hide from those who don't like us? The United States of America has a proud record, starting with our independence, and it has continued throughout the years. Now it seems that record is starting to unravel due to the lack of patriotic leadership, which makes it appear at times that the deliberate actions of a few are attempting to lead our country to self-destruction. I understand that some of the best military minds in our country's service have been removed through early retirement or reassignment. It is one thing to be an obedient servant of the public while maintaining your right to think independently so as to make proper decisions to protect your fellow citizens. It is another to be a yes man without regard to the outcome. There are powers in this world that would like nothing better than to destroy our way of life and freedoms that we possess. These are not idle threats, and some of our enemies are very patient people who would wipe us off the face of the earth at the first opportunity. When and only when we Americans recognize the fact that we are threatened as a nation and a society, can our country properly defend itself from aggression and tyranny. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.